This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Tuesday that the coronavirus death toll in the United States is almost certainly higher than the reported 81,000. He warned of serious consequences if cities and states reopen too quickly. Fauci told a Senate panel investigating the U.S. response to the pandemic that unaccounted numbers of coronavirus victims, especially in the New York City area, have died at home without being officially counted in the national death toll. He declined to speculate how many more. Fauci warned it's entirely possible that the pandemic could become worse in the U.S. in the fall months from September to November, but he said he hoped by then the country could deal with it, in his words, better than it has so far. President Donald Trump has been prodding businesses and state governors to open the world's biggest economy, and all but a few of the 50 governors have issued orders in recent days to allow some stores, restaurants, and offices to resume operations on a limited basis. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be divided over two separate cases involving whether President Donald Trump must turn over his tax returns and financial records after subpoenas from congressional Democrats and a New York City district attorney. The nine justices heard nearly 3.5 hours of arguments by telephone due to lockdown precautions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress has subpoenaed the president's bank and tax records as part of its investigations into his business dealings. The probe includes allegations of money laundering, as well as questions about whether Trump overstated his wealth. Manhattan's district attorney also wants the information as part of a New York grand jury investigation into whether Trump paid hush money to two women. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a massive package of more than $265 billion to revive an economy battered by a 7-week lockdown and forced to contain the coronavirus pandemic. The long-awaited stimulus package amounts to about 10% of India's gross domestic product. In a televised address to the nation, the prime minister said the country must turn crisis into opportunity and emphasized that the main goal of the package is to build a self-reliant India. Modi also indicated that India would undertake economic reforms that economists and business leaders have long clamored for to attract investment and give a boost to industry. The announcement came amid a growing chorus for monetary stimulus to ease the deep pain inflicted by the shutdown on an economy that was sputtering even before the pandemic. Economists say unemployment has reached 24.7%